This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Fort Worth Symphony musicians have been on strike since September, and the orchestra's canceled every concert through the end of this year. Union members and management remain at a stalemate over year-long contract talks. We asked some arts leaders and concertgoers what this strike means to them and the city. Gerald Teal has season tickets to the Fort Worth Symphony, but he and his wife haven't sat in seats 5 and 6, row A in Bass Hall, since September 8th. That's when the musicians walked out.
It's a big loss. It's hard to imagine loving Fort Worth without a symphony. It's like, when you talk about a city of culture, you have to include the performing arts, and the foundation of the performing arts is a symphony orchestra.
Take a step back for a broader global perspective, says John Scott, music professor at the University of North Texas.
Look around the world, the major capitals of the world, London, Paris, Rome, New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, all of those cities have at the center of their cultural and musical life a symphony orchestra. And it's simply one of those ways we measure culture.
Fort Worth isn't the only city dealing with a walkout. Philadelphia's orchestra quickly resolved its strike. Pittsburgh's is still going on. Musicians there went on strike shortly after Fort Worth musicians walked out. Scott says that's a shame because, he adds, an orchestra is a way we actually measure the best cities.
One of the measures of the greatness of a great city is the symphony orchestra that it has.
Rhonda Ford thinks of Fort Worth and its orchestra that way. The Austin resident routinely travels north for the orchestra's programming and quality performances. Now, he worries about both.
It's a great orchestra, and I've, over the years, have gotten to know so many of the musicians, and they are drifting off. If this strike goes on and on, they're all going to drift away.
Jacques Marquis can't afford that.
It will be a disaster for us if we don't have the symphony for the Cliburn.
Marquis heads the Fort Worth nonprofit foundation named for the late Van Cliburn that runs the world-class international piano competition every 4 years. In different years, it holds junior contests for younger teens and also a competition for adult amateurs. The symphony accompanies competitors in each event.
The strike is bad for everyone. It's bad for the musician, it's bad for the management, it's bad for the city, it's bad for the donors, and it's bad for the other arts organization. It's a bad idea.
The next big Cliburn International competition is this May. Having it without an orchestra is not an option.
We can think of different solutions.
11 years ago in Canada, Marquis managed a competition. Weeks away from the start, Montreal Symphony musicians walked out. Clock ticking, Marquis assembled a 72-member professional pickup orchestra just in time.
Once again, I have faith in finding a solution with the Fort Worth Symphony because an orchestra is not a bunch of individual musicians. An orchestra is an ensemble who can play together. And we need that for the competition.
Karen Wiley believes Fort Worth needs the orchestra for its own well-being. She runs the Arts Council of Fort Worth.
This is, I think, an important time for the Fort Worth community to see how special Fort Worth is and that you can lose something that's very special to you. And sometimes when you have something that's so wonderful and so much, you don't realize that you could lose it.
There's no way of knowing how many others feel that loss or how acute it may be. There's also little indication the dispute that led to the strike will be resolved anytime soon. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.